Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. Go ahead, hit yours. Testing, 1, 2.
Testing.
No, talk up, please. Talk up.
I am.
No, that's too low. I can't keep fucking with knobs the whole time.
There's no knobs.
Knobs over here. You're what the fuck?
Okay, hello.
Are you kidding me?
I can't help
there,
it. This
there,
is like
there,
okay.
There.
If I get mad at you, I speak
no,
the right volume.
No, that's your regular voice. Pretend I'm snoring or...
That's what I'm saying. When I'm mad at you. No. Sure, that can happen.
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. September. Summer's gone. Summer's gone.
That's the best intro we've ever done.
What? Oh, summer's gone.
Summer's gone.
Summer's gone. And we're here. We're back. And so far, you know, our last couple podcasts have been fine. We love doing them for you people. We do them for you guys. That's what we do.
We do it for the fans. We don't do it for us. We don't like talking to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think we've heard from some of our fans lately. The guy Rogers always. We always hear from him. Lou, we always hear from. Who was the other guy?
Like, I know you think what you're doing. This is what I think in your head. You're like,
I'm not doing anything.
I'm going to start mentioning the fans. They'll start tweeting about it more so they can get mentioned.
Not at all.
And then, you went through some of them yesterday and you never
know
the names.
No, I didn't go through. I didn't go through.
You know the guy that always tweets us, that guy. No. And then there's the other guy that always says the funny thing about the thing.
No. Yeah. What about Gary? Who was that guy?
There's one guy always goes drip, drip. We even forgot that was our thing until we see him say that.
The therapist doesn't get involved with us anymore, does he? After we...
He asked if he could get tickets to a show, and I completely ignored him.
Why?
On purpose. I just was busy doing stuff. And
wait, what show?
I was performing at the Stand or something.
What do you mean, get free tickets?
Well, I told him once that...
He's a therapist.
He could get free tickets. Like that I would get him into the shows. Because he was such a huge fan. He was coming... He spent a lot of money coming to a lot of shows for us.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So then I was like, I'll get you in. And, so I put out, I did get him in a couple times to shows, mm-hmm. but then I forgot. I just, it slipped my mind. And so then I wrote him back. I said, sorry, I forgot. And then I never heard back from him.
Okay. Anyhow.
So that's that. But.
Let me tell you what Bonnie yelled at me for last night.
Okay. First, let's just start with this.
What?
I did a charcoal mask last night, which by the way. They have a hard time marketing that thing.
Yeah, because it's black.
It looks like blackface. So they only ever do like a little bit of a cheek or something. And they're like, get this charcoal mask. But what you do is you put it on your whole face. It's really kind of remarkable. It's a great product, folks. It's cheap. So you put this black all over your face. And then after like half an hour, you just peel it right off. And it like pulls all your blackheads out or whatever you have in there. It's good. You should try it. But anyway, I came out of the bathroom last night wearing this charcoal mask. And I said, Rich, do a video of me with the charcoal mask on, us talking. And then he was like, I'm not getting involved in that.
Yeah.
Because you thought it was like racist, but it was it's a face mask. But this is what I wanted on the thing to put behind the wall. So I am trying to put things behind the wall.
You didn't say it was for behind the wall. You wanted it for Instagram. If you said for behind the wall,
I said because I maybe I didn't say it at the beginning. But when you said no, I said fine. I guess we'll never put anything behind the wall.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, no, I never said it was for Instagram.
Yeah, you did. I thought. You never said for behind the wall, though.
I might not have said it at the beginning, I did.
No. If I knew it was for behind the wall, I would have done it. We could do it again. You could do another.
Now, but now everybody knows it's like.
Well, then they'll see it. All right. I'm trying to
You're like, no, I'm not doing it. And a couple times I thought you were recording and I was being funny and you weren't recording.
Okay.
That's like a funny trick to do to people. Just hold up your phone like you're recording and then go, ha ha.
Oh, that would be funny.
Woo!
Right?
It's the opposite of hidden camera. You're not being recorded. Nah.
Go ahead.
So then I had to lay there for, you know, a while with my charcoal mask on. And we had a whole... I forgot I had my charcoal mask on.
Uh-huh.
And we had a whole discussion...
About sex?
About our sex life. And then later I realized I was wearing a charcoal mask still. I laughed and laughed, and you didn't see any humor in it. We were having that serious discussion. Because my thing was like, I don't know if you're joking or not. I still don't ever really know if you're joking or not. Like, well, even when we're talking about...
I don't want to talk about sex today.
You love talking about it. So let's just say you're whatever. I don't know, and I don't know if you know.
What?
When you're joking. So I was imploring you. I was like, just be serious right now. Like, are you serious or are you joking? Can I say what you told me?
You could say
what... He was saying, like, you can have sex with other people.
You can have another...
And tell me about it.
Well, no, I said... You can see other people, not ton. Don't go out and, you know, if you...
Like what?
You know, if
under five a week?
No. You know, if you meet somebody, whatever, somebody's interested in that you're not going to fall in love with. You know, I don't want you to ruin our family. We have a great family.
This all sounds so crazy. I think it's just he was doing it to try to get me to say, like, well, listen, I've already been having sex with other people, and here's...
No.
You were like, just tell me. I know you've done it, so just tell me. No, and then I was like, are you joking or are you not joking? But the funny thing was is that I was like, I was getting angry. Like, I can never tell if you're serious. And because this was you. Yeah, what? Yeah.
Look it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, that's how you were being.
You want to see if you watch House of Cards, they have the perfect relationship. If they were sleeping, they don't sleep together.
Oh, so the guy sleeps with the guy.
No. If they slept together, they would have a perfect relationship. I'm not talking about it. If, you know.
Because they killed people and kept each other's secrets?
If maybe once every every 4 or 5 months you went out and did whatever, as long as it's not a comic or something. Hey, what's the big, you know what I mean? It's you're a good looking woman, you know. You shouldn't be tied down like this, you know.
But I feel like you're not generous in that way. So you're basically saying I want to have sex with other people.
No, I don't care if I do. I mean, I will, but you know,
like if I agree to it, you'll be like, well, I guess is she.
Yeah, but
see, this is all a ploy.
No, it's not a ploy.
Well, it makes no sense to me.
Well, because you're thinking about it.
I thought it was fun. No, I'm not thinking about it. I'm not going to do it. Because I absolutely, I don't risk it because, honestly, you're a volatile. You could, first of all, I don't even want to.
Okay,
I'm past that point in my life.
Here's your restrictions.
I've had sex with thousands of people already,
I know.
So I don't need it anymore.
Here's your restrictions.
No one in the neighborhood.
No one that I know in the neighborhood. Like, you know, that I know. Like, I think when you go to walk the dog, you might be going over somebody's place because you walk the dog for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we go all the way up. She runs around. It's fun.
Where does she run around at?
That big field out there by that tree. Walk over there. I'm always in the same place.
The one by where you can see the post office from?
Yeah.
There's a lot of goose poo or whatever over there.
I don't give a shit.
You know, and that's...
I don't give a shit that's about what I think. Goose poop.
Like, if you were...
But see, that's the thing.
Here's
like,
the thing. If you were taking the dog for a walk and you knew somebody over there I didn't know, And you stopped in our house quick. Go, good for you. But you can't do it every week. I mean, if it's every couple, you know.
Honestly, Rich, if I wanted to have quick sex, that's, I only have to stay right at home to do that. Yeah. That's not, I'm not out all there right, looking for
get,
it.
Let's get off the subject and talk about.
But don't you see the humor in me saying, are you joking or are you serious? Please if tell I said me I, the I, truth. If, because you wouldn't, in, even in the most, like, you saw me being like, Rich, I need to know what you're really saying. Is it a joke or not? And then you were like, yeah, well, let's watch the show. Let's, come on, put it on.
I said, I come home. You said you don't love me or something. I go, what?
No, I said, I said, this is what you want or
no,
I don't know.
No.
I said, you probably are. And then you said, what, I come home.
No.
You're just like, but you wouldn't get, you wouldn't have a real conversation. You just kept
yes,
being
I
like,
did.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead. Listen,
no,
let's turn on the show. Listen, I don't want to talk about it all
if
night.
I, if
let's,
I tell you, if it gets any more real, then you'll get mad at me and say I'm fucking crazy or start yelling at me. You said, you started the conversation last night when you said, oh, because I said to Bonnie, I go, I should get a one bedroom apartment. I should get a one bedroom apartment in our complex here. So this way, we have more space.
I love that idea. Go get another apartment in this neighborhood.
I mean, condo, not apartment. We don't rent them. You know.
Oh God. Okay. Hopefully nobody thought that even for a second. Woof. But no, go buy another one. You know, and then now I think that would be wonderful. And I was telling you last night. I was like, have you thought more about that? Because that's a good idea.
But then you said,
I can't do it because you already think I'm sleeping around.
No, you think I'd be nervous that somebody's coming over here. But I go, you wouldn't do it with our daughter here. I mean.
But you already think I do.
No, not
with
our daughter.
So where am I
doing
it with our daughter? What do I
do? When she has a sleepover or.
Oh, so I just, yeah, twice a year. Good. Okay.
I don't care. That's good enough for me. Twice a year.
It's insanity.
It's
because
not insanity.
Also, it's like you want me to go get the thing I could already have. If I wanted like sex without love, I already have it here.
I love you. You know
whatever,
I love you.
You know what I mean.
As a friend.
There's no like seduction or anything.
What are you
the
talking
thing,
about?
Because if a woman goes outside the marriage, the thing that she wants
is attention.
Yes. And you're saying I can't have that because it has to be these like little, you're not allowed to like have emotions for the person. Well, guess what? The emotions part
well, you
is
can
the
have,
part that you want.
You can have emotions. You just can't like all of a sudden fall in love and then move out and leave me. That would be fucked up. That would be greedy.
Well, listen, that's why I'm not going to do it.
Why?
Because you're playing with fire. That's how I feel. You fuck around, you're playing with fire. And we're old and we should just like accept.
Well, can't you just go out one night to a club and pick
why
somebody out?
Why do you
out?
Want me to so bad? No. Why do you keep pushing for it?
I'm not pushing for it.
Because you want me to tell you about it or something. And then you want to get to a place where you're watching.
No, that's not, you're crazy.
See, you're crazy.
I'm
and then
crazy.
Can I just finish the thing?
What?
So then last night I was like, please tell me the truth. Please tell me if you're joking or not. I go, look at my face. Tell me if you're joking. And then you wouldn't when you just start watching the show. And then I remembered I had the black face mask on.
Yeah, it was hard
then
to.
During that very serious conversation, I had it in black
look at
face.
My face. Look at my black face mask.
And then you said.
My black face mask.
Then I wanted to give you a blowjob with a black face.
Oh, well, we'll go do it.
And then you wouldn't do it because you wanted to watch the show.
Then Bonnie, in
I said I'd do it just for the joke.
Well, we'll do
just
it tonight.
It's funny to
we'll
me.
We'll do it tonight.
I look.
Well, go put your black face on now.
You don't do them every day.
What those? How much does that cost? Is it expensive?
No, they're probably like $8 each or something. Maybe
and you only get one out of it.
I honestly don't remember how much they are. But you get three per package. It might be $20 a package.
Maybe should I put one on tonight?
Huh?
Should I put one on tonight? I'll put it on and you blow me. You think, you know, you're with a black man. Does it help your face skin? Your skin on your face?
Oh, when you say something racist, then you go right into like the cosmetics of it?
That's not racist.
Yeah, because blackface is racist, and you just referred to it as...
Well, it's a black mask.
I know, but you wouldn't think somebody wearing a charcoal mask was a black man. You wouldn't mix that up. Oh, I thought you were a black man. It's not like
I
that.
I want to try it. Well, does it make you feel good, or like does it make...
Look at my skin. Delicious. Yeah.
boy, there's nothing you won't do to stay young, right? Is that, it's all about staying young, isn't it? Young is inside. It's not on the outside. Young is how you act, how you see things, how you relate. That's young. That's youth. Youth isn't on the outside, because there are some people that have tons of work done and they're just old on the inside, and it comes out on the outside.
I remember this speech from Maude. I sat there the whole time trying to think of an old show that might be appropriate. I was like, Little Rascals. I know.
So anyhow, look, family. I don't want to get into, but Bonnie yelled at me last night. I went to bed. My phone was on airplane mode. And then when you plug it into,
it goes,
charge it overnight, it goes zzz. Every phone does that. Every phone.
No, mine doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Mine's on silent, so it doesn't.
What do you mean on silent? It's on airplane mode. How do you put it on silent? You turn it all the way down?
Okay, do you see how you're getting angry?
I'm not angry. Okay.
How do you put it on silent? You didn't say silent. Can you show me how you put it on silent? That's not what you're saying.
That's controlling. You want everybody to act the way you act.
Stop, please. You're being angry, and the reason is, and even though you hate when I do psychology on you, the reason is because you're angry that, is there something I don't know? So instead of being like, maybe I don't know about the silent, you're like, silence? Ah, how do you put on silent? There's no silence. I put on airplane mode. What's silence?
You're the most exaggerating, crazy person
I've exaggerating to make a point for you.
Look at the
that
dog.
You were angry, and it does sound angry.
I wasn't angry at all.
Well,
I'm
then
not
say
angry.
It. Okay, let me hear you. How do you think you said it?
I said, what did I say? Tell me what I said.
You said silent. How do you put it on silent?
Yeah,
I put it on airplane mode. What's silent?
That's not angry. That's
no. Go ahead and say it.
Silent. What do you mean silent? How do you put it on silent?
Okay. Even though.
What? How is that angry? Why do you think everybody's angry?
No, because you don't know something. So then you lash out.
I didn't lash out.
Do you think it's possible? Because listen, believe me, they're hearing this silent for the first time conversation. I've told you about the silent feature for about a year and a half. Okay. And now, quizzical look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? What's the
I said, put it on silent, put it on silent, put it on silent. Let's hear it now. What do you think? Now, if you're an intelligent person, what do you think that this situation is?
What do I think?
Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm lying about silent? Do you think I think, airplane mode. That's also silent mode. Even though you said airplane mode and I still say there's something called silent.
Well, there's airplane mode, or you could turn your phone all the way down. Okay, there's no mode on my phone that says silent mode. Okay, you want
do
me to go
sure
with
you? Sure about that? Or should you be like, isn't that interesting? I never saw that. Why don't you tell me how to do that?
Here's what I'll do.
Is that something that you would like to do so you don't get yelled at anymore?
Okay, so I put my phone in and went bzzz, just so lightly, and she started yelling. If that woke you up, you weren't asleep. If that little buzz woke
really?
You up.
Oh, really? Yeah. That statement is dumb.
That statement is dumb?
Yeah, if that woke you up, just saying that right there means you're asleep. Because you can't wake up if you're not asleep.
Okay, if that little noise upset you, you couldn't have been asleep. Because if you were asleep, you couldn't have heard that. How's that?
Well, Rich, the sleep expert of fucking the new millennia. No.
Sleep expert. Know what?
Have you ever woken up without a sound? Oh, I guess you weren't sleeping. A no sound woke you up. Do you know what you could wake up from? If the TV's on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fall asleep, and then suddenly the TV goes off, you can wake up. The no sound can wake you up. True or false?
Anything can wake you up.
Oh, now we go back. Anything, even a zzz?
No.
Oh, except for that. Anything but zzz. Okay, thank you. Your Honor, no further questions.
And then I fell asleep, and Bonnie goes, buzz, buzz, real loud. Like, it was, got me. She went, buzz, buzz.
Well, it's because I ask you every single night. I can hear you click, click, click. You don't even turn it, down or anything.
Oh,
and then you're always, accidentally hitting something on Facebook, and it's like this video comes on, and it's just endless. So I've asked you.
This is how controlling Bonnie is. I was watching a video on Facebook last night. Because I feel sorry for you. Because I was just watching how logs are cut down into 2x4s.
Yeah.
With a machine. And yeah. It was pretty interesting.
And I felt bad for you.
Why?
Because of the amount of work I've asked you to do around here that you don't do. But you'll sit for fucking 15 minutes and watch logs being cut in two. I mean...
First of all, I do a lot of
work. I know you don't get what irony is, but that's a pretty good example.
All right. Let's do the Blue Apron read, and then we'll come back to our discussion.
Where is that?
I'm bringing it up right now for you. Here you go.
Blue Apron. We just had it last night.
It was delicious.
It was amazing. Raina cooked it by herself. It's pretty cool.
She's only fucking 10.
Yeah, the reason she wanted to cook it is because it came with an apron. That's all it took. She's like, well, you can't just wear an apron around. You gotta.
Well, she knows. Or whatever.
Cook. So then she cooked it and ate it and was pretty happy about it. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, even 10-year-olds. And Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. So, yeah, you got to get this. It's here's some of the stuff that you can get. You just go on this website, by the way, and you just check off the foods you like or don't like, and then they'll send you, because they must have known I'm a vegetarian because they send all vegetarian recipes to us. Summer vegetable and egg paninis with Calabrian chili mayonnaise and caprese salad. I'm sorry if I don't know how to say some of this. This is how high end it is. It's almost impronounceable. Unpronounceable. Soy glazed pork and rice cakes with bok choy and marinated green beans. Skillet vegetable chili with cornmeal and cheddar drop biscuits. These sound so hard to make, but they're very easy. They make it so easy. Garlic butter shrimp and corn with green bean salad and roasted purple tomatoes. It's affordable. There's a lot of variety. It's flexible. It's easy, and it's guaranteed. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Blue Apron knows you're busy, so now they're offering 30-minute meals. That must have been what we had yesterday, because it didn't take long. These meals are made with the same flavor and farm fresh ingredients you know and love and are ready in 30 minutes or less. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Voss. That's blueapron.com/Voss. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Can I have my phone? That was a good dinner last night, too. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. And
it was penne noodles with cream sauce and mint.
Uh-huh.
Pine nuts were in it. What do you want?
Right, nothing. Let's move on.
Enough about that goddamn food. It's all I talk. We should have made a picture, posted it on Instagram. You're really killing it on Instagram, huh?
Yeah, I haven't done it that much this week. I think I did one
Make sure you tell us, though, because this
Saturday.
Is Saturday. Oh, Saturday.
When I was hanging out with Busta Rhymes. No, who was Coolio? Coolio.
Did you just get Busta Rhymes and Coolio mixed up?
I don't know rapping that much. Coolio at the VIP party and the other two girls from TLC.
The two live ones.
Yeah. One was Dan. They were dancing
Left
behind.
Left Eye Lopez, I think, is the one that died.
That one passed away in a car accident in the jungle.
I saw a documentary about it.
Anyhow, so what can we talk about now? We don't want to talk about our careers. We have things going on. Hopefully they all
pan
out.
Big things, big things.
Hopefully all pan out. This week we're going to look at the goddamn roast.
Finally it's edited, ready to go.
Well, if we say it's ready to go.
Right.
If we give our approval.
Yes.
You know, obviously we have final approval on
right.
Whether
I don't
it's
get
ready
into this kind of nitpicky weirdness with the audience.
No, I'm telling. That's not nitpicky. Oh, really? But you talk about waking up and sleeping and snoring. That's not nitpicky.
I'm just saying, hey, the roast is coming.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's see if we can find this silent thing. I'll go under settings. Okay, we're at settings. Where do I go to from settings?
Just go to like sounds.
Okay, sounds. Here's sounds. Vibrate or silent.
Ah. What are you talking about? Baby doll. There it goes. There she be.
Yeah, that's why you never hear your phone ring, because you forget to turn it back on around the house. Then when I'm trying to call with an emergency.
No, I just turn it on.
You forget. You know you forget a lot of stuff.
You can make it so that it's silent on off or vibrate on off.
All right.
Whatever.
Whatever.
My phone don't make no noise, bitch.
Today was my daughter's first day of school was today. She goes out to catch the bus.
We're 2 minutes early.
2 minutes early.
And the bus flies by us. That's annoying.
I'm going to say something to the bus driver tomorrow.
Okay.
Should I?
I don't. Jesus.
I don't want to start off on a bad foot with the bus driver, but, you know, just took off. You don't take off and leave my daughter behind. The first day of school?
Mm-mm, girl. Not right.
It's not right. She was looking forward to the bus ride. You know, whatever.
Allie's looking at me.
So what are we going to talk about? We're running out of...
Well, I don't know. You don't want to talk about our careers. You don't want me to
You don't want to talk about what's going on because it's not... It's only hearsay right now. It's only words. It's only, you know,
phone calls.
It's only phone calls. It's only
meetings.
Yeah, but it's not. Nothing's
right.
You can't
announce it.
You can't announce anything until it's. Look,
I agree,
how many times,
but you can still, you know.
Look, the roast has a lot of heat. Bonnie,
not that. I'm just talking about us. Like,
what do you mean? What's going on in our careers?
Like how mad you get about it and stuff.
About my career or what's going on. I don't get mad. You know, I appreciate that. Look, I did 3 radio shows yesterday. I didn't have anything to plug. No, but I did Norton, then I did Bennington, then I did Anthony. Fucking Artie Lang is so funny.
Did Bennington?
Yeah, Artie Lang is so funny, man. I did it with Artie, Anthony and Artie, which we I've never laughed that hard. I haven't laughed that hard in so fucking long. But I didn't really have anything to plug, but I go, you know what? You got to keep your name out there. You got to stay relevant. And that's one way is to do, you know, radio. But at the radio, when I was at Sirius, you know, I'm talking to people there that are players at Sirius about other things, you know. So
players at Sirius.
Well, yeah. You know, what else do you call them? You know, people in higher positions. So... It was
Allie doesn't like what you're talking about. I agree, Allie.
So
our third mic is making fun of you for using the term players at Sirius.
Okay, people at higher levels. So it was well worth doing radio yesterday. And you know, so I don't, the only thing I kind of get mad about is the disrespect, the fact.
Who's disrespecting you?
Anybody that's not using me.
Oh.
And if they're not using me, they're
But you like to look at the... You're a glass half empty guy. Is that fair to say?
No, it depends when or where. You know what I
like
mean?
Like even when you're being positive, a lot of times I notice there's an anger in it.
No.
Like you'll be like, we're going to sell that show.
I'm working on my anger. Have I been angry with you in almost 2 months? Have I started any fights? Have I fought
back?
No,
but you know what you do. You still the same. I see it in your face, but then you get control of yourself. I like that.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's like, you know, usually you always want to take things to the extreme and just burn the fucking house down. Don't. But like, Then you're fine. You walk away with a little skip in your step.
That's another one of your delusional things. When I argue with you, even though I win most of the times, it doesn't make me feel better.
Well, then why do you do it?
Be- because you're delusional a lot, and I have to stand my ground. I feel like I live in Florida with you. I have to stand my ground. Now your turn.
I mean, none of that made any sense.
Yeah, it did.
No.
Because a lot of times you'll come at me with delusional arguments, and then the next day you go, oh, I'm sorry.
I always say sorry just because I want peace. I want to love you. I want to be in a loving relationship. It's very difficult.
Well, any relationship, any marriage, you have to work on, but...
Well, if you keep telling yourself that, that's
you
like
don't
people,
work on
that's
marriages?
Like, that's like people are like, every woman has cellulite. It's like,
no.
I'm sure there's some that don't. But women love to do that because they don't want to be the ones. And people in relationships, all relationships are hard because they have to believe
that.
Well,
you don't think relationships are hard? Bands break up. Bands stay together, but they work on it. You know, business partners, relationships in general are hard. Friendships, look.
Some people do it. Some people it's easy for.
Yeah.
You know that that's true. There has to be just a
yeah,
sheer numbers alone.
I've been friends with people for years, and there's been no problems. Never, you know. I think with Norton, we had one disagreement in years. One or two. Were we? You know. Whatever, you know, it's just you work on things. You try to patch things up. You try to make things better. You try to let go and move on. And
oh, I guess you didn't put it on silent.
Huh?
You didn't choose the silent option?
No.
You're going to take the call?
No, I turned it off. It's this fucking guy from Reno or something that wants to... I don't know. I'm getting tired. Tired. You know when you... What we need.
You're getting tired, but you don't look it because you use that under eye cream.
That's working. I didn't use it last night, though. I got to put some on now. I ordered some more for my daughter. I don't know if it works.
You do anything to stay looking young, huh? Guess what? It's all about the inside.
No, the under eye cream I put on is because when your eyes...
This is what it's like arguing with Rich Voss. He won't see himself. He won't see any irony or hypocrisy.
Just, I bought it.
Isn't it hurt your own brain to just keep twisting things?
Look it. Can I tell you why I bought it? To help my daughter.
Can I tell you why I bought it?
Oh, really? That's how you argue? That's how you have a discussion? You mimic? You mimic? Is that what you do? Mimic?
Mimic.
That's it? That's how your comeback? You like to mimic? All right. You see, we're only at a half an hour. We're only going to squeeze out 10 more minutes of this. I got to go get my hair cut. I want to go downstairs.
Oh my God. Yeah, definitely do some list of things you've got to do for the rest of the day.
I want to shoot my...
Load?
Yes, I want to do that. I want you to... What time does she come home from school?
I know. It's a terrible podcast, Ellie. I agree with you.
It started off good, but now it's phasing out.
Yeah, because you're dumb.
That's why it's phasing out, because I'm dumb. Shut that dog up. What's she barking for?
Oh, my God.
Stop. 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 Hold the dog. Do something. Now she'll run away. This dog, she's a cutie. That's all I got to say. She's a cutie. Can you help me please talk Rain into playing basketball? And the reason I want her to play school is so she gets involved, does activities.
Okay, you know what the problem is? Is that you've never one time been like, hey, Raina, what are some things that you would like to do? What do you want to do?
Oh, I always say that to her.
No,
you don't. I've given her options.
I've noticed that with your other daughters, too. It's like your relationship with them a lot of the time is you just talking at them instead of finding things out.
I always ask them questions. And who's this girl? Is that a babysitter prospect? That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they
okay, if you are gonna have sex with people outside the marriage, you're not gonna get that.
Well, I wouldn't be able to close a deal with her,
Rich, and it would be disgusting to even try.
Why? She's 30 years old.
You're 60. That's still gross.
Really, 60 and 30 is gross.
Rich,
30 is a woman.
Yes, right. But like, okay. Let's say a woman is 60 and the guy is 30. Wouldn't it be like, ew?
Not if it
you'd
was.
See your, you see the guy going off to have sex with a 60-year-old lover, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Exactly.
Yeah, the guy would have like, you'd have to be like, the guy has some weird fetish or something. There's some mommy issues going on. You know, this is...
Why do you
think mentally the guy's unstable?
You really think all of a sudden you became like you think you're like a therapist or a doctor. You
every woman is a natural therapist.
Is that how it works?
They're just good at it. I don't even know why men go into the field. In a weird way, men becoming it's like it goes against their natural.
Oh, we haven't talked to Jenny.
Biology.
We haven't talked to
be
our favorite.
A therapist.
We haven't talked
or a nurse. When men are nurses, yeah, I'm always like, are you
creepy.
Kidding?
That's creepy.
Yes. Like, this is how I imagine. And I only just use what I know of you when I'm sick to make this. But this is how I imagine a male nurse just standing at the doorway being like, if I come any closer, I might get it. Just giving a piece of toast like that.
Me? You're talking about me?
Remember when you brought me up a piece of toast without a plate or a napkin when I was sick and just kind of like... didn't want to touch me.
I gave it to you on a napkin.
No, you literally just brought it up like
no,
that.
No, I put it on a napkin.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Men shouldn't be therapists. They shouldn't be nurses.
We
like,
haven't talked
ooh,
to Jenny. Jenny okay. Forever.
Yeah.
Why didn't you call her when you were in LA? You didn't have time?
I was there for like 48 hours, and less than that. And
Who were you there with? Nick Nolte?
You and your modern references.
Okay, Maude, go ahead.
I know I did that one on purpose, an old one.
So did I.
No, why? How did that fit into the joke?
Because that's the only movie of 48 hours.
Okay. But then you didn't do an old reference on purpose. Don't say that. You could have done 24. What, did you see Kiefer Sutherland twice?
Go ahead. What were you saying? Yeah, but I wonder how she's doing. We haven't talked to her.
But this is why our podcast is shitty and why it's short.
Why?
Because anytime I go to get into something that's like an actual conversation
I'm
that
listening.
You could discuss, you just go, oh, I didn't talk to Jenny. And then it shuts
well,
down
no,
the conversation.
We were talking about
oh,
therapists. We were talking about therapists. And she's a female therapist. And I think she's great because she should call our radio show. And give us advice. And so, but my therapist was a male therapist back in the day who saved my life, I would think, in many ways. So I think your argument is wrong. I go with your argument with male nurses.
Dr. Steve!
What about Dr. Steve? Oh, I was talking yesterday on radio about doing like, who was I talking to? Like a live Riotcast tour.
Therapist guy comes to our shows.
You know what? You want to be an asshole? I'm trying to talk to you. You want to be a fucking dummy? You can be a dummy. Okay?
It's called mirroring what I'm doing right now.
Oh.
I'm showing you your own behavior back at you.
That's not my behavior. I bring up topics a lot and then you flow with them. Or sometimes I flow.
No, you don't flow.
Yeah,
you never flow.
I don't flow?
No.
I've given so many great speeches and I flowed and so much good
advice.
Yeah,
you love talking. I give you that. But the listening part is a little tough.
So don't say I don't flow. Say maybe I don't listen, but don't say
I don't
flow.
Well, you can't flow if you don't listen. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand, mister.
Like
oil
was I
and
saying?
Vinegar.
Oh, so I said that we should do like a Riotcast like type of tour. You know, me, Bob, you know, us, Bobby, Florentine, DePaul, whatever. And Dr. Steve texts me, goes, what about Dr. Steve? But on a stand-up comedy tour, that's why I didn't say Dr. Steve, because I don't know if Dr. Steve can
like
do stand-up.
What? Oh. I mean, my patients love it. I kill. I mean, I really kill in there. I mean, literally.
Yeah,
and then so, I steal their glasses.
So, yeah, I didn't mention Dr. Steve, but that was the reason. Because I meant stand-up. I think I did. I don't remember what I was talking about, but...
Listen, this is going to be the greatest comedy stand-up tour plus doctor that you've ever seen.
And now
also here to answer some questions about your urethra is Dr. Steve. "Hi, doctor. I've been laughing, but also peeing a little. Anything?" "Well, you could just go get that valve tightened. It's an in and out procedure. You could just go. You don't even need. They don't even need to give you any anesthesia for that." Next question. "Dr. Steve, I think about children all the time." "Oh, so does everyone else here. Didn't you see who's on the lineup?" "Look around. It's people just like you."
"Any
other? Pedophiles with no muscle tone." "The audience."
"Yes, any more questions for Dr. Steve?"
"I don't have any more in me."
"Okay, you'll be Dr. Steve and I'll ask you the questions."
"Why don't you just come up with some? Why don't you jump in? This would be the flow part." "You know? Now you do one."
"Dr. Steve, my husband has these weird, creepy fantasies. How do I handle it?"
"Well, you got to sit her down when she's put on a charcoal face mask. Start talking to her about it."
"Dr. Steve, my wife got me this."
"I know how to." I'm sure, like, if you were like, "Oh, I don't want to divorce her, but I just can't live with her anymore," you'd get a text from Dr. Steve. "I can help you out with that if you want." And then, like, next thing you know, it's like, how many cc's of fucking some kind of rarefied poison that can't be detected in the autopsy. You put it in a stevia.
"Dr. Steve, my wife got this squatty potty and put it in my bathroom. It's so fucking uncomfortable. Do they really help?"
"Oh, yeah, sure. See, what happens is that when you're sitting down, your colon is not in the proper place. When you lift your knees a little, then suddenly, whoop-dee-boop-dee-bop-bop, there's no more..."
"Blockage?"
"I was going to say, what are those called? Twists and turns."
"But after so many years of going to the bathroom wrong, how all of a sudden is it going to make a difference?"
"Also, I'd like to know how doctors didn't know about this. Also, supposedly..."
"What?"
"We're having babies wrong. Supposed to be in the same position."
"What do you mean? This ain't..."
"Laying on your back's not really the best way to push a baby out of you."
"Oh, standing up."
"Squatting."
"Yeah, like they do in third world countries. And then they go right back to the fields and work."
"Yeah, they just put their hoe to the side. Plop.
And then back."
"And then..."
"Right, that's how strong..."
"Somebody runs in, like one of those tennis people. Runs in, grabs the baby, runs out, and they keep hoeing.
And keep working."
"Yeah.
That's how strong people they are. That's how strong they are."
"Yeah."
"Yeah, like how come after all these years, all of a sudden now... this squatty potty's
all of a sudden
difference?"
"Doctors just suddenly were like, oh my God. Guys, come look at the look at this. We never looked at the bottom of the colon before.
And you pay $25 for
the lower intestine. Look at it.
You pay $25 for a shitty step stool, basically. Like you could have taken what we use for Raina's step stool in her closet. It's the same thing."
That absolutely true.
Okay.
Okay. And then you could have used it and then put it like to the side. But this thing is made in such a way that you can slide it close to your toilet.
Yeah, but you can't. You got to pick it up because I have a rug under my toilet, a rug, so it doesn't slide.
Oh,
boy.
So
you
got
to pick it up. And you have a rug in your bathroom, too, so it's not going to slide. So then when you're done.
Well, you do have to then bend over and put it back.
Well, you could have done that.
You would have to do the same thing with a step stool.
So what I'm saying, a step stool we already had. I think it was an impulse buy for you.
I honestly got tired of listening to you in the bathroom for hours.
Well, you don't listen to me.
I'm not like standing with my ear against the door. True.
And is that going to make any difference in my...
I don't know.
Noises.
I hope so. I was trying
and
to do.
Don't lie
I to was you. Trying to do a kind thing for you. If you don't like it, then I'll take it and put it in mine.
I just caught Bonnie in a lie. You bought it for yourself, and you put it in your bathroom first. Then you go, this hurt.
No.
Yes. Don't go. No.
I tried it out. That's all I did.
I like most gifts you give people, you try them out first.
Well, a squatty potty can.
So you are buying that for me.
I don't really need one. I go really well.
You bought that for me.
Yes. Ask Raina when we're in the store. I said, Daddy needs this.
Why do I need it? I have good posture.
Okay, I can see that you don't understand the concept of it.
Yes, I do. Your body's straight, or your
no, your knees go up.
I know what it does. Whatever.
Well, if it doesn't help, then if you don't want it, then
we'll wait till Dr. Steve gets back to us.
Talk about rude, giving a gift back. That's rude.
We'll talk to Dr. Steve.
We'll regift it to someone.
You can't regift a squatty potty. Didn't I bring it up at dinner somewhere?
Where everybody's eating, and you're like, that squatty potty hurts my butt at the stand. We're at a table where literally every single person was eating.
It does hurt your butt. It hurts the back of your butt bone. Maybe it's my toilet seat.
You're going to get a text from Dr. Steve later. Actually, it's the tailbone, not the butt bone. And you
coccyx.
Can offset that by boopity 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 boopity. I'm Dr. Steve. I know everything.
How does he know?
I wrote a book on archery.
No, he doesn't.
What a fucking asshole. Oh, he sent me an email. Oh, I understand. Rich is in archery. Do you understand that, Dr. Steve? Or were you listening to every fucking podcast we've ever done?
Don't turn
creepy stalker. And then he goes, I understand Rich is in archery. I sent him a book that I wrote under an assumed name. Oh, it was back in my days of archery. Googie googie gaga. Like, I don't need to be involved in this. This is between you and Rich. But somehow Dr. Steve needs me to know.
Because he's in love with you.
That he also wrote an archery book. I don't like people who achieve things in life, obviously.
He loves you, but I like him.
I like a guy who's unable to get up out of the mud. That's my type, Dr. Steve, okay? So whatever you think you're doing, it's not working. All this like, I know this, I know that. I know everything. I've written this. Just go kill people. Just go concentrate on the deaths in front of you, okay?
That's mean. He gives. He helps. He helps.
I know. Like, that's another thing I don't like about him. Like, he's all giving and... when you talk to him on the phone, he's all nice and... he's never like, guys, you're bothering me. You know what I mean? He's just like...
Yeah, some people are nice like that. You should be used to that. You're from Canada.
Yeah, that's why I don't like those people.
He's a good man.
So those are everybody I grew up with. Just super nice. Think about how mean I seemed in Canada. Like I seem mean here.
Well, oof. Keith and Bobby, who are the meanest people. Keith the other day on the phone said, Bonnie's the meanest out of everybody.
No.
And he said that, and that's Keith saying it.
Yeah, with half a brain.
He doesn't have half a brain.
Isn't half his brain paralyzed?
No, you fucking asshole.
I'm just kidding. If you had laughed, it would have been funnier.
So Dr. Steve
helps. Dr. Steve. Nikis, what happened to the stroke?
So he texted you about my archery? He emailed you? And to get your permission to send me a book? Or?
Why it's like, and also like, how is he? Where do you get time to send all these texts and emails? And I guess it takes people longer to die than you think.
What's wrong with you?
He's just walking around. You know, he's just walking around listening to podcasts and sending emails and stuff. And people are like, please, water. And he's just like, whatever. Like, he's got to listen to his. I'm listening to Kevin Brennan right now, if you don't mind. Okay.
Kevin Brennan's not with Riotcast anymore.
Oh, sorry, I plugged the wrong person then. You don't, whatever you don't know. What is it? What do you know, dude? What's your deal, no. Dude?
Bobby Kelly's?
Yes.
What is it? What what the fuck's his podcast?
It's something dude on the end.
Yeah. What? Oh, whatever. Whatever. No. What the fuck is his dumb podcast? Bobby's
what you
one
know,
of
our, dude.
One of our best friends that we don't know what his dumb
what
thing.
Don't you know? What you don't know? What's your deal, dude?
What?
No.
No. WYKD, right?
There's a no in it and a dude in it. And a... You know what, dude?
Oh, it's what?
Yeah, you know what, dude.
It's not YKWD.
Well, look it up.
I don't want to look it up.
Yeah, it's you know what, dude.
Yeah, you're right. All right, listen, anyhow, this Friday I'll be at...
Dr. Steve, please, doctor, please, I need my pills. Please, I'm in such pain. You know what, dude? No, that's what I'm listening to. Okay, see you later. Just, he's laughing as he's holding a pillow over her head. Just, Bobby Kelly's so funny. Hurry up and die. I gotta send an email to Dan Soder.
Oh, man.
It takes approximately 7.5 minutes to suffocate someone with a pillow. Oh, how you know that, Dr. Steve? Well, I do a little research.
How much?
I'll be fucking shocked if his parents are still alive.
Well, you can't say that.
Well, I'm putting it out there. Somebody wants to do their own little investigation.
You think he has like
so be it.
Big piles? You think he has big piles of like gold fillings and stuff?
Yes.
At his house?
Yes.
Like he weighs his gold at the end of the day. How much
and
gold?
I'm going to put it past him, even though they're not worth anything, but a couple of glass eyes. Prize them out of there.
You think he keeps? Do you think he keeps anything in a jar in his basement?
You know what? If he does, I don't want to fucking know what it is. But I'm sure, yeah. He's like the kind of guy who probably does experiments on people in his basement. He's like to his wife, never go down there.
He does keep, like, he's got to keep.
He's like, I just bought a bunch of medical bandages. Where did they all go? I'm going to look downstairs, honey. No, don't go down there. I told you never go down there. Oh, she probably has to call him Dr. Steve at home. He's like, it's my brand. His wife's like, oh, Dr. Steve. Oh, Dr. Steve.
Do you think he talks to her through emails or?
Yeah, he just texts her. He's like, do you mind texting? She's like, what do you want for text it?
Do you think she has to load his arrows?
Probably she makes him dinner and he's like, the proper way to cut a tomato is like he's probably just constantly telling everyone around him what to do, how to do it, like the correct way. Somebody's like, look at the beautiful stars. That star's already not there. Thanks. Thanks, Joykill. it's pronounced Dr. Steve.
He's a genius, huh?
That's
why he tells people that. Do you think people know, or do you think it's just us that know? How
oh no, no,
he
would never come right out and say he's a genius, but he'd probably make some joke at like, I don't like to tell my IQ because, well, I don't like to make people feel small. Let's just say I've never used a pretty big portion of that. <He's>, oh, think, what a charmer, Dr. Steve.
He'd be great at a dinner party, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Probably telling everybody about their wines and...
He probably knows a lot about wine. I think he has a... Doesn't he have a beer or wine company, too? He has his foot in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might not be true. I don't want to send out false information and get him in trouble with his medical practice if he's...
Well, you know, those gold fillings, they add up, you know. They fund a lot of shit.
What about clothes?
What about it?
You think he takes the clothes and...
No. Mm-mm.
No clothes?
No. Well, why would he take clothes?
Sometimes they're high end.
Really? Oh, is that a Versace belt? I better get it.
A Louis Vuitton belt? I would take it.
No.
No?
No. He used to take pocketbooks, but it's just such a pain in the ass to sell them on eBay.
He did take pocketbooks?
For a while. It was a Chanel. And...
All right. This weekend, Friday, I'll be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. Saturday night in Scranton. I don't know the name offhand.
You don't have to Laugh It Up, right? You can just go.
Go to my website, richvoss.com, to see where I am at.
Who
Saturday.
Who names their comedy club that, by the way?
I don't know.
Laugh It Up.
Friday and Saturday afternoon, I'm doing Rockers in Recovery in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. some park. I forget the name of it.
Oh, that's
Rockers
helpful.
And Recovery. It's all on my website, richvoss.com. I'll be at, coming up, I'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone this month. A lot of dates at the Stand. You can see Bonnie at the Stand. Bonnie's book is still on Amazon. My CDs are still there. Go Behind the Wall if you want to help support.
Still watch Women Aren't Funny on iTunes.
On iTunes,
or
why
Amazon
not?
Amazon Prime.
Some people still watch and go, oh, I haven't seen it. I just saw it. It's great. You know, it stands the test of time. That movie can be played forever. You know what I mean? Because,
mm-hmm. And I never talked about the commercial directing boot camp yet. It's the next podcast.
You know, I do listen to a lot of women on Sirius. I got to hand it. Most of them aren't funny.
Richard.
What?
Richard. Listen, they're what? Funny, but you can't compare them to me, you know, because I'm like...
You're another
I'm way
level.
Out of, I'm way out in the strat. I'm already dead. You know what I'm saying?
You're on another level.
I'm on another level.
All right, listen, no. folks. You guys have been a real treat. Thank you for listening. I knew it would pick up.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.